Hello everyone, and good day. I am Oluwatosin Adekeye. This morning, I want to be speaking to you about a very important aspect of our life that I refer to as the silent killer. Talking about anxiety. This is part one in a four-part series where I'll just be talking basically and providing just simple information about anxiety. I'd like for you to follow us through all the sessions as we just talk about this. This podcast will last for about 5 minutes. Now, talking about anxiety and talking about it being the silent killer, I would say, without being too academic, that anxiety would refer to feeling worried or fearful, and where these feelings of worry and fear is strong enough to begin to interfere with your daily activities. Now, some measure of anxiety is good. Part of why we succeed in life is the drive to not, for example, be poor, the drive to not be left behind, that feeling of I don't want to be unrecognized, I don't want to be financially incapable, I don't want to depend on someone. That would make us wake up at night to do some extra work, put in the extra hours, and things like that. So some measure is actually of anxiety is good for our daily living. It motivates us. We all tend to feel anxious from time to time. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen to me? What's going to sum up a lot of those questions? I refer to it as a silent killer because it doesn't show on the face. You can't see. You really, many people are moving around and all that's going on is in their minds. It's in their thoughts. Except in extreme cases where you find that the face has become contorted and you are wondering what exactly is going on with you. People move around with it. People don't drop dead. People keep going. By the time they can go no further, it's been there for quite a long time. I will close this first session by talking about two myths of anxiety. And what are the two myths of anxiety? One is the fact that we say to people, it's no big deal. Why are you worried? Why are you anxious? It's not a big deal. Or we say to people, stop thinking. After my first psychology class, so many years ago, and looking at thinking, I began to wonder why people said to others, why are you thinking? Stop thinking. You are thinking too much. As long as someone is alive, he's got to think. The second myth is that it's common only in adults. Now, that's a myth because children can be anxious. Children are thinking and feeling beings, so they can be anxious. They do get anxious. And there are manifestations of anxiety in children that many times we don't pick, many times we don't pay attention to. It affects their learning, it affects their life. Watch out for the next session about causes of anxiety.